exciting news for you today. Tell us about the launch of your new website, Jordan.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I mean, we've had a great partnership with Perfect Sense Digital and David Gang, their CEO, and he's been a good friend for over a year now. And, I'm very, very excited. I've been able to, obviously have a lot of the input along with some of their experts in producing a website that really shows me on and off the course. And I think it's cool. It's a great way for others to kind of, not only there's a section to ask questions. I mean, there's you can kind of see what the schedule is, what kind of what the feed is on my Twitter and stuff like that, and also to learn about my charitable fund, which is a part that I haven't mentioned very much, but now it's out there in the right terms.
Well, good luck on that website. I know it's going to be a tremendous success. So much attention is focused to what happened in Puerto Rico as the beginning of Jordan Spieth, but I think it started back at the HP Byron Nelson Championship, where I met you for the first time, and you played there. Matter of fact, after one round, I think I had to go back to school and take a test. I mean, but the HP Byron Nelson Championship always going to have a great spot in your heart.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's home for me. It's the event I grew up going to since I was 6, 7 years old with my dad. And, fortunately, they gave me an exemption twice when I was in high school. And, it did wonders for me. I mean, just getting that experience, playing well, making the cut a couple years, being in contention in high school. I mean, it's, it's underrated looking back on how much that did for me. And just really believing that I could take my game to the, a couple stages up eventually. I knew I had a lot of work to do, and, happy to be here in this position now. And every year I look forward to that event and mark it on, highlight it on the calendar.
One last thing about that event that I remember, I asked you how at such a young age have you achieved so much and with the talent you had, and you didn't even hesitate. You said it was all due to my mom and dad.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, they made sacrifices to drive me to the course when I was real young, and and even just to be members at a place that allowed me to work on every part of my game and play a lot of golf and have a great group of buddies out there that would we'd all push each other to be better and better. So obviously, wouldn't be anywhere near this position without them, and I owe it all to them.
Well, good luck this week. Good luck when you get to Magnolia Lane.
Thank you very much.